Maisa, when you start thinking about a mace, you don't stop thinking about it for 30 days. So if you're going to start having a hesped within 30 days of the regal, it's going to come out that during the regal you'll think about the mace. So if he died 2 weeks, 2 months ago, like after 30 days, you forget about him. So at this during the regal, you won't remind yourself about it. You won't come to the tsar of the Avelis. But if you're going to have a hesped the last 30 days, it takes you another 30 days to forget it. So be during regal, you still remember the tsar of the Avelis. We don't want you to. The Gemara says, "Nay b'nai." What's the difference of two reasons? He gave b'nai the covet d'chinam. If you have a hesped, a guy that gives eulogies for free. So if the reason is we're afraid you'll spend your money on him, we're not afraid. Let him say the hesped now. He doesn't charge any money. But if the reason, like Shmuel says, we don't want you to remember the mace during the regal, so you can't say the hesped at all the last 30 days before the regal, because the last 30 days the mace is still on your mind. It takes you 30 days to forget it. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Ein choifrin kuchin ukvores b'moyit. On chol moyit, you're not allowed to dig graves just to have them in case you need them. Can't stop dig a grave if you don't have the mace to put in there yet. So much of a tirchosh to the tzorach. So two things, kuchin and kvores, we'll see in the Gemara. Kuchin is, that's like in a cave, in the walls of the cave itself. You dig out holes in the walls of the cave. Ukvores usually means a binyan. Like on top of the ground, you dig up like a house, and you put the mason inside it. So Rashi says, "And choifer kuchin ukvaris letzarech mason shadakin lachvor kuchin ukvaris lezamnon letzarech mason shiyemaisu the tirchi yaseru." They used to make the graves now ready that in case somebody will die, they'll be able to put them in there. So to do this now in chol moed is much of a tircha. Avu mechanchin esakuchin b'moed. But if you already have this grave digged out already before chol moed. Now on chol moed, you want to be mechanechit. Rashi says in the first Gemara, that means you want to make it a little bit bigger, a little bit wider. That's okay. That's not so much of a tircha. Even though, again, there's no mace ready yet, you just want to fix it to be ready for a mace. But since it was already made before chol moed, now you just make it a little bit more wider or bigger. That's muta. The yosin nevreches b'moed. You're allowed to make like a ditch of water in order to clean your clothing on chol moed. Trashin of rechas berechas shal kofsin. You're allowed to make like a little puddle of water where the kofsin used to wash the clothing. For less betircha kulad, it's not so much of a tircha than making this like puddle of water. The oroin im ha mace bechotzer. If you have a mace there already in the chotzer, then you're allowed to build the oroin. You could build the coffin for the mace. If you have the mace there, somebody died already, and you have to build for him now a coffin, is muta lasois orin, or the nasir anasor metchila, and to chop out the wood, to cut the wood down to size from starting from scratch, the tzarech orin, or lasois akuloi, avuloi bechotzer acheris, but you can't do it in another place, in a different chotzer, if the mace is not there. Shalo yomru melocha acherisi. Somebody should not say, you start building a wood now, you're building something, you're building a bookshelf. There's only if the mace is there, is it mutter to make the coffin, then we see clearly you're doing it for the purpose of the mace. Reb Yehuda Oysa. Yehuda says, no, still it's Osir. Trashel Ovi, Eitz and Velasas, Nisar, Matsar, Horan. Elim came, I am Nisar, Betchila, Kedem Yantif. Only if the boards are all ready before Yom Tov, just to put it together, that's mutter on chol moed. But to go to make the boards, to cut out the boards at the beginning, that's also even on chol moed. Elim kem yeshim on nisorim. Only if you already have the planks, the boards, beforehand. If you have the boards, now it just means nailing it together, that's mutter to do on chol moed again, when you have the mace there in the chutzah. Gemara says, my kuchin. What's this tool of shyness that you're not allowed to dig the graves on chol moed? Omer Rav Yehuda kuchin the chafira. That means in a cave, the chafira in the ground, you want to dig out a wall, they say on the wall, a wall of a cave, you want to dig out a hole there to put a mace there. Ukvaras bebinyan. Kvaras means you want to build up on top of the ground, you want to build like a house there, something to put the mace inside it. Tanya Namihochi. Eluhen kuchin veluhen kvaras. Kuchin bechafira. Kuchin means digging inside the ground. Or kvaras bebinyan. Kvaras means building up on top of the ground and putting the mace inside it. Avo mechanchin esa kuchin. What does that mean? Ketzev mechanchin. What does it mean? You can be mechanich if you have the grave already. Om Rav Yehuda shimhoya orach mekatzoy. If the grave is too long, you'll have to shorten it now in cholamayit. If you have to make it a little bit longer, you're allowed to. A little bit wider, you're allowed to. In other words, this is not such a big tircha. Since the grave itself was dug before Yom Tov, before Chol HaMoed, it's mutter just to make a little adjustments, it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. V'yoysin nifreches. You can make this nifreches on Chol HaMoed. My nifreches, what's this ditch of water for nifreches? Rav Yehuda zu bikia. That's like a bikia, means like a small puddle of water. You got to make a little hole there to get a puddle of water that the people use to wash their clothing on. For the Gemara of Atani, we learn not like that. We learn to the Braisa, ha nevreches ve'abikiyah. Mashmah is two different things. Nevreches is one thing, and abikiyah is another thing. This bekuah, this hole, you make it in the ground. So Gemara says, no, Omar Abaye v'teimah Rav Kana, giyah u'bar giyah. That means a big hole next to a small one. Rashi says, giyah u'bar giyah. Parecha gedolah, the big puddle of water, she'oisen bechotzer she'yichnesu boi kol ha'shoifchim. Like the central place where all the garbage water goes there, that's a bigger hole. Bekiya bargiya means parecha katana, small hole. She'oisen samach legedolah, we make near the big hole. Kadei she'ikonsu amayim ayotze min hagedolah, that when the big one overflows, it goes into a smaller hole. She'imaleya v'nechnosu mektana. From the bigger one, it overflows into the small one. And the small hole, you use that for the purpose of washing the clothing, so that's mutter to make on Chol HaMoed. Mistam, it's not such a big tzarech. It's not such a big tircha. I tell you, they ask the question, Tema, the third Tosfos, V'yamai tzarech l'moed, v'ayin mechavsim b'moed. What's the purpose to make this hole to wash your clothing there? You're not allowed to wash clothing on Chol HaMoed. V'yeshloimad l'tzarech kol oisem shetiru chachamim. L'kavet akamim perek vasar. There are some people who came over Medina Sayon, people that got out of prison right now, there are some people that are allowed to wash their clothing, so for that person you're allowed to make this hole. The Eshmefarshim, Lirchot Tessameis V'Tachrichim. It doesn't mean for a chai, it means for a mace. And the mace, you're allowed to give him a tyrant Chol HaMoed. Somebody dies in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to wash him. So therefore you're allowed to make, like, you're allowed to have a brecha, this puddle of water there, to use to wash the mace.
All right, turn over.
Yeah, in other words, that's not such a big tircha. It's called a tzarech, it's mutter. Fight to the oren in my mace b'chotzer. You let to build the coffin if you have the mace there next to you on the chotzer. Tanina lohod the ton rabbonim. We learned, like it says in the braisa, oisin kol tzarechi a mace. You let to do anything for the mace himself on the Chol HaMoed. Guys is in Loisara, you can cut off his hair. No, the Maisa, we don't do this Tower Mesim, but at that time you used to like cut off the hair of a mace. Or Mechabsin Loik Susai, and they would wash his clothing, wash his tachrichim. The Oisin Loik Orin, they would make from a coffin. Minasar, Maminasar, Mare of Yomtif. From wood that you had chopped up ready for Mare of Yomtif. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loymer af mevi'in etzim u'menasrim betzina b'tech v'esay. You're even allowed to bring raw wood and slice it down to the size to do it privately inside your house. Rashi, menasrim b'nesorim yeshima nesorim usukana mer v'amoyed. The Torah gadol la'seisim b'moyed. But to make it from scratch, that's task also to do on the Chol HaMoed. So only if you have nesorim. This bechur is a raya to Reb Yehuda's halacha in the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah said, "Oyser helim kein yeshim ay nesarim." So this is a raya to Reb Yehuda. If you don't have the planks, the wood before Yom Tov, it's too much to do on Chol HaMoed. But if you have the woods just to knock it together, that's mutter on Chol HaMoed. Right? Mishnah says, "A noisin noshim b'moed." You're not going to get married on Chol HaMoed. You can't make a chasna on Chol HaMoed. At least in the suin, you can't make the chuppah on Chol HaMoed. Loi besulois v'loi amonis. Not if you're marrying a besula, not if you're marrying an amon or widow, you can't marry them on Chol HaMoed. V'loi miyavmim, who are then if your brother dies, you can't be miyavim his wife, b'vnei shesim chiloi, because it's a simcha, and therefore you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi said before Shpig Gemara, like, what's wrong here? It's a simcha. Just the opposite, you're supposed to be happy on Chol HaMoed. So we'll see in the Gemara why you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. But if you had a wife and you gave her a get, and now you want to marry her back again, here it's not so much simcha, not so much happiness involved, therefore it's mutter to do with a Chol HaMoed. You're not that happy about it, Therefore, you're allowed to do it in a cholamayit. V'yoyse isha tachshiteha b'mayit. Anisha is allowed to make any type of makeup or jewelry in a cholamayit, that's muta. Shrashiyana tachshit will come first, but we'll explain what type of makeup she can make use in a cholamayit. Rabbi Yehudu Reimer, loy tosud mefnei shenivelula. She's not allowed to smear some seif on her face, that eventually it makes her face, the skin, smooth. Because right now, when the seif, when the stuff is on her face, right now she looks disgusting. So right now, Chol HaMoed, it's a nivu, you're not looking nice, it's not a sus to do it. Trash le tosid v'sid, you can't put lime, like, on your face. B'vnei she nivuhu etzlo achsho v'moed. She tosid v'sid v'mataris. Right now, it looks disgusting, it's not nice. Now, the purpose you do it for is that later, when you wash it off, your skin will be smooth. So you can't do that on Chol HaMoed, because right now, it's not nice. Vaito ha-hejiet toifu kedarkoi. A regular person, when he goes to sew something, he could sew in a normal manner when Chol HaMoed. It's called like a meleches hedjit. It's not a meleches umnis. A meleches hedjit you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of Chol HaMoed. If you want to sew your jacket that you want to use on Chol HaMoed, a hedjit, a normal person, could sew kedarkoi. V'umin, what about a professional person that knows how to sew well? A mais umin is also on Chol HaMoed. How can he sew? Machlif. He has to, like made, we'll see in the Gemara, make wider stitches. He has to make a shinu different than his normal manner of sewing. He has to make wider stitches or zigzag stitches. We'll see in the Gemara, it has to be different than the normal stitch. Umesargin esamitas. You ladder like a weave, a bed. Like you weave, you know, you have the metal there. And in between, you weave the canvas. You ladder start weaving a bed on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yosi Yoyim Mematchin. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you can't weave it to start with, but just tighten it. If you have a bed already that was woven and it's just loose, you're allowed to tighten it now on Chol HaMoed. But to go to weave it from the beginning, that's too much of a tircha, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. And we'll see in the Gemara the exact reason why. So Gemara asks now, the Mishnah says you can't get married in Chol HaMoed. So what's wrong if you're being happy on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed? Is it also to be happy on Yom Tov? That's the klal. And now let him mix around one simcha with another simcha. So today you're supposed to be a simchas Yom Tov. Be happy with the simcha. And not the ishtecha, not with your wife. Therefore you can't get married in Chol HaMoed. Trashi kloima. Bina delismach v'simchas moye lechudei. You have to be happy with Yom Tov by itself and not with your wife. Therefore, if you get married in Chol HaMoed, there'll be simcha with your wife. That's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Rabba bar Rafuna Omar, mifnei shemeniach simchas regel, v'yosei b'simchas ishtoi. A little different of a reason. Another guy said, first reason is even if you could have simchas regel, but the pshat is you can't add another simcha to have with the simcha seregel. The second reason is no. Maybe you could add a second simcha to the simcha seregel, but we're afraid you'll leave over the simcha seregel for yosik for simcha seishtoy. You'll only be happy with your wife. You won't care about Yom Tov. So that's what's also to do it. Therefore, it's also to do it on Chol HaMoed. Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. Ho the Rav Abar Rav Huna, the Rav Hu, Shino, really it's Rav Zalocha. The Amar Rav Daniel Bakatino Amar Rav. Minayin shein noisim noshim b'moyin. How do we know you can't get married, you can't marry a wife on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed? Shenema v'somachte v'chagecho. So we dashin v'chagecho v'loi b'yishtecho. In Yom Tov and not in your wife. So we're afraid if you get married, you leave over the Yom Tov, and you'll have simchas ishtecho. That's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Una v'amah mefnei ha-tarich. Another reason, there'll be too much tircha. You're going to have too much bother to do on Chol HaMoed. If you're going to have to make a chasna on Chol HaMoed, there's a lot of tircha, a lot of bother. You're not supposed to have too much bother on Chol HaMoed. Play a tircha. Rav Yitzchak Navcho Amav Avnei Bito Piri of Rivia. That what? That people, if they could get married on Chol HaMoed, a month already, a few weeks before, they'll figure we're too busy right now. Let's push off the chasna already until Chol HaMoed. So people won't like be icing a peer review the last 2 weeks, they're going to push it off. So therefore, the Chum said nothing doing. We're not going to let you get married on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, we'll have to make your chasna earlier, and the be icing a peer review beforehand. You won't get married the whole year. Kula. You want to save yourself a sudas yomtiv. Although you have to have a sudu anyway on yomtiv. So if you make your chasna on yomtiv, you save yourself an extra sudu. You'll make two and one. You'll make one sudu. You'll be yoyse this chasna and sukhas simchas yomtiv. So that's why it's also to do on yomtiv. Now it's a mela to swear what people push off the chasna only to wait to chol hamoed, and they won't get married before, and they won't be yoyse in a period of rivya. That's why it's also. So tomorrow. Meis ve'avakasha. Kol elu shomru asurim lisa v'moyed. All the cases that said you're not going to get married on chol hamoed, mutar li sarav haregel.